We'll now convene as a public hearing, and I'd ask Ms. Reardon to give us an overview, please.
This is the property that's kind of at the far west end of Church Street near the corner. This was given to the city when we were looking at a facility to have the drug and alcohol treatment center placed. This had formerly been used as a drug and alcohol treatment center. When the city had the property inspected, for a lot of reasons, one was the age of the building, and also it's the particularly restrictive codes that apply when you're building a treatment facility. The city realized that this facility was not really rehabable and it could be made to use for the purpose that we had initially intended it. So the city then went out and looked at having it, just selling it. We did have the property initially replatted to turn it into a single lot. We also had a little bit of the corner shaved off as additional road right-of-way. But the remainder of the property, really, we could not see a city purpose for it since it's kind of an outlying property. Where it's zoned, where it's located, it was not really suitable for any recognizable city purpose. By law, we had it appraised. The appraiser appraised it at $371,000, finding the highest and best use would be essentially for a kind of a company work site and housing facility. It did have multiple bedrooms since it had been used as a treatment facility, an inpatient treatment facility. I kind of go through on the agenda briefing memorandum, go over the multiple times we offered it for sale. But we've offered it for sale essentially repeatedly since October, and no offer has come in anywhere near that. And the initial offer, I think, was $35,000, which was less than about a tenth of what the appraised value was. So the city continued to offer it. We continued to try to advertise it. We advertised it both on our web page. We approached different companies we thought might be interested in it, told them about it. We offered people walkthroughs on it, people that were interested in it. And after essentially 6 months of offering it for sale, the top offer we currently have is $90,000. An appraisal is an appraisal. It's an estimate of value. Obviously, something's actual value is how much a willing buyer is willing to pay and a willing seller is willing to accept. And for all that we would have loved to have gotten $300,000 for this, after 6 months, we're just not seeing that. So at this point, the staff has recommended that we accept this best offer that we've received, which is $90,000. The proposed purchaser has agreed to all the conditions of the sale, which you're kind of seeing on that, which we went through. And we said that the purchaser would be responsible for title insurance, which is something that is usually on us as the seller, but in this case we're asking the buyer to purchase it if they want it, and that we would not be responsible for the cost of that. And they've reviewed it, and they're willing to accept that offer. So,
question for Ms. Reardon.
Is that in LaHerta?
No, this is out on West Church, so it's really
West
closer
Church.
To...
It's the old fountain property.
Old fountain property.
Oh, okay.
You know, it had been, I think over the years, that property's been used for a restaurant, for a treatment facility. It's been kind of everything. I don't think it's been occupied since CMHA, Carlsbad Mental Health, ceased to use it, or if it was kind of occupied briefly.
It was briefly.
But otherwise, it's remained vacant. But we did have it intensively looked at to see if we could rehab it, since it had been formerly used as a treatment facility. But the city has found we're looking at the juvenile reintegration center that is nearer town, needs less rehabilitation in order to bring it up to code, and we're proceeding with that as the proposed drug and alcohol treatment facility. This facility, became too expensive once we looked at it. It's got some definite condition issues.
Thank you, Ms. Reardon. Any questions for Ms. Reardon? If not, is there anyone...